time now for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Just a cursory view of our culture is all it takes to show that we really are in a sea of chaos. Now, the only answer can be found in the solid, strong word of truth, the Word of God. Hello, and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon, our pastor here at United Reformed Church in Linden. Let's head now to the Word of God that we might find comfort and strength and solace in time of need. Once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, yesterday we left off with Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, in this very exciting study about the goal and the desire of the Apostle Paul's heart in living the Christian life. And he sets this before us, describing for us what the Christian life is in some of the most beautiful ways possible in the Bible. So I look at Philippians, we look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. We read there, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Now, yesterday we outlined that the first thing he says to attain this goal, to be in search for and apprehending the one who had apprehended him, who was Jesus Christ, to attain Christ, to long for him, to reach forward to the finish line, there are three things that we must do. The first thing Paul said yesterday was forgetting those things which are behind. Don't look back. There are many ways in which Christians look back in the Christian life. And really, those who look back are unfit for the kingdom. Didn't Lot's wife look back? Remember what Jesus said, "He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom." We must not look back. God is calling us in Christ to run forward, to press forward. And remember, there are three ways typically we outlined yesterday in which people look back. People look back to their past experiences. They're always living off of their past experiences when the good old days were there. And we looked at yesterday, Paul didn't live off those, and he had some very notable past experiences. Caught up to the third heaven, all of these things he could have rehearsed. And he says, and even now he was in prison, he says, "I don't look back. I look forward." Second, we look back during the trials of life. We try to run around the trials, and we look back to the times when things were well, when things were really going well, when our loved ones were still alive, or before this had happened, or before that had happened. And this is very detrimental to pressing forward. And third, we can look back to our past sins and shame. Remember yesterday we looked at Romans 6:21. "What fruit then did you have in the things to which you're now ashamed?" Don't look back to those things. In Christ you're forgiven. Move forward. And so we must run, we said yesterday, believing that he who promised is faithful, that he is able to perform what he's promised to us. And so now we look at this morning and today, it's not only looking back, but rather it's reaching forward to the things which are ahead. Isn't that beautiful? The word here for reaching means to strain or to stretch out in the Greek. And so Paul is picturing himself as running so as to stretch out his body to reach forward with full concentration for the finish line, with the ultimate prize being the gaining of Jesus Christ. And so here he's speaking about a disciplined life, a concentrated life, focusing on that which is most important to us as Christians. The Christian life is a disciplined life, striving forward for that which is to come. The worst possible reality, however, is when we try to make the present eternal. If any of you know the story of Spartacus, he was that gladiator slave who became a leader of an unsuccessful slave uprising against the Roman Republic. And they even made a movie about this in the 1960s. But Spartacus really believed that his army could beat the Romans because they didn't fear death. They were slaves. Death to them was freedom, but not to the Romans. They had created their heaven on earth. They had all their luxuries. They were fat off the land. They weren't willing to leave that behind. And Spartacus really believed he could win because they didn't mind. They didn't fear death. We don't let, as Martin Luther wrote in his song, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," so many years back, we don't let goods and kindred go this mortal life also. In the same way, we are sort of like the ancient Romans. We really have become a death-defying and a death-denying culture. I mean, we live in a land that is full, it's fat, it's complacent as we are. We become very oriented when we have all these things to create our heaven right here. And so the goal or pursuit of this life becomes one of creating and pursuing a life of happiness. And so what do? Well, we cover the hard realities of this life. We close the casket at funerals. No more funerals, just celebrations. We ignore the judgments from God's word. We ignore the calls to self-examination. And most interestingly of all, we do all we can to bring along our physical resurrections now. I mean, isn't that just evident with the morbid emphasis today on the body and everything external? I mean, you see this today, the morbid obsession with cosmetic surgery, which is really a multi-million dollar industry, more particular to the U.S. than anywhere else, and it tells us we want our heaven now. Not forgetting so easily the question, where today? Remember I outlined a few days back, Hearst Castle, how beautiful it was and how magnificent William Randolph Hearst had built this mighty mansion. We forget the question, where today is William Randolph Hearst? All these things are distractions to turn us from looking ahead and remaining focused and being disciplined. But if you know what it means to have been grasped by Christ, then with a changed heart, your satisfaction is Him and all that He's done for you. Your desire is for Him, for the wonderful grace that He has shed abroad in your heart. Your goal in this life then is to run. And as the runner, the strategy is always to select a point on the track and run from point to point with the finish line as the goal. And so we run point to point with our hearts set on the finish line for the full gaining of Jesus Christ. You know, there's that beautiful statement in 1 John chapter 3. It says, "Beloved, we are children of God, and it's not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And so we run to gain this Jesus, who has grasped and apprehended us with pouring out Himself for us and pouring into our hearts living waters that we may arrive at this goal, the fullness of the knowledge and the gaining of Jesus Christ." And so your calling today, if you are a Christian, you've been given through the apprehension of Jesus, is an upward calling. Upward to the heavenlies, to fully attain to the presence of God Himself. And so the question that is before us today is this. Now let me ask you this. After you've heard this week's message, and if you've heard it, if you haven't, go back on the internet and reload it and listen. I think this is so important. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? If your answer is yes, haven't you heard the testimony of a man who was not satisfied, the Apostle Paul, who had not yet attained? And his very dissatisfaction and this very dissatisfaction of this life drove him to run and press forward for his ultimate satisfaction. If you are satisfied and complacent today, then your life surely does not describe that of the apostles. And so to the satisfied, to know what I have described, you must first become dissatisfied that you have not yet attained to the knowledge of Christ here described. For those who have never known the life that I have outlined for you this week, that the Word of God outlines for us, I would be presumptuous to begin to tell you how to run. You must come to this Christ. You must feel your need as a sinner. You must feel the weight of being a lost child of Adam and being in this sin-cursed world and groping around in this life with no hope. Because, sadly, without Him, you have no hope. When you come, hear me, He will by no means cast you out. He calls you this day. "Come to Me," He said. "Feed upon Me. Come to Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls." Then and only then will you recognize that His grace has first apprehended you. Will you come to know what the Apostle Paul here has described? But to the people of his apprehension, to the dissatisfied today, think about what that means. To the dissatisfied, who today recognize that you have not yet attained to what your life goal is and are feeling the dissatisfaction of living in the not yet. With the presence of sin, with the trials and sufferings of this life, with the weary souls who are fighting against and in this good fight of faith, who are fighting against their own sin, and who have drawn swords against the war that is taking place in their members and yearning for the fullness of the already in Christ, let me say to you today, I do not pray that you would see the Apostle Paul, but rather that you would see the life of Christ being reproduced in him and in us. We must look to this Jesus who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God. He did that for you, so that you may be apprehended by him for the end that you would arrive at this grand goal of your life, the knowledge and the knowledge of Christ in the power of his resurrection. And so apprehended today by his grace, he's producing his life in you, making you into his image. So go forth then, run with endurance, don't look back. Keep disciplined by his grace and strain forward. Continue in the upward calling of God in Christ that he's given for you, knowing that as goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, there is the sure promise for you that you will arrive at the goal of your life. May the Lord Jesus Christ today produce this desire in you so strongly that you have a pursuit for nothing else in this world but the upward calling and the gaining of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him today in the power of his resurrection? Do you know him in the fellowship of his sufferings? Are you straining forward in that which really matters? Oh, your only hope in life and in death is the knowledge and saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid for all of our sins with his precious blood and set us free from the tyranny of the devil. May Jesus today be our all in all, and may you know him then in the power of his resurrection as we long for the goal and continue forth in this upward calling of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Well, our desire in our brief time together each and every day here on Abounding Grace is to encourage you in Christ, and we trust today's broadcast has done that, even in a small way. If you have questions or comments about today's program, maybe a thought or two about what we've discussed today, would you please contact us? We'd love to hear from you. Your letters and phone calls mean a great deal to us. It's a great way of encouraging us as we seek to encourage you in Christ. The phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you'd like to know more about United Reformed Church of Linden, who we are, what we believe, worship opportunities here at the church, please stop by our website. We even have some of the sermons by Pastor Chris Gordon there that you can review and listen to at your convenience. LindenURC.com is the website. Again, LindenURC.com. And as you stop by, would you drop us a quick email? Let us know you paid us a visit. That would encourage us a great deal. Again, the phone number, 360-318-0429. And if you would like to join us for worship here at United Reformed Church of Linden, we're located at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden, Washington. Directions and the map are located at our website, lindenurc.com, or you can call us 360-318-0429 for those directions. And if you do visit us, would you let one of the ushers know that you were invited by the broadcast? That would encourage us a great deal. If you'd like to write to us, just add Abounding Grace and the zip code 98264 to that address, 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington, and we'll be sure to correspond with you in kind. We do thank you for joining us today, and trust we'll see you again next time we get together for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.